This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from the third chapter of Luke, Leroy talks about what God has to say to the truly important people in the world. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
You know, if you asked a man on the street where the really important things are happening today, he might say, oh, places like the Oval Office, the House and the Senate, or number 10 Downing Street in London. That's where the really important people are, and they do the really important things in this world. And I suppose in one sense the man on the street would be right. But God does not think like we think or evaluate events in the same way we do. In Isaiah 55:8, the Lord says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And how clearly we see this truth in Luke chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Licinius, the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priests, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. Now, if you had asked the man on the street in those days where the really important things were happening, he would have probably said, oh, in Rome, or in the palaces of the tetrarchs, or the courts of the high priests. But not so, at least from God's perspective. In this passage, God calls our attention to seven very important men in the eyes of the world, men like Caesar and Pilate and Herod and others. But all these dignitaries, an emperor, tetrarchs, governors, and high priests, simply mark the time in history when the word of God came to an unknown nobody in the wilderness. The big event of the day was not in Rome or in the palaces, but in the wilderness, when the Word of God came alive to John, and his life and his world were never the same again. You don't have to be important in the eyes of the world for the Word of God to come to you and come alive in your heart. It can happen in your kitchen table or at a little desk where you set aside time each day to read the Bible and pray. And when the Word of God comes alive in your heart, when you begin to study it in earnest, memorize it, and obey it, things are going to change. From God's perspective, that is more important than anything that may happen in today's corridors of power. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Dawson Trotman, founder of the Navigators, was fond of saying, "The biggest waste of time is the waste of time in getting started." 7 minutes with God is about getting started in daily personal devotions. May we send you a free copy? Just write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and request 7 minutes with God. The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy tells us how the most difficult situation in your life can become the special classroom of God. Here on Daily Discipleship.